Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up. Oh, gosh, why does it have to be this cat? A 74-year-old man was arrested for being a dirty pervert and doing dirty pervert stuff. At a beach.
What?
Yeah. Oh, and he looks like a dirty pervert who did dirty pervert stuff at the beach would look like. Oh, it was in Naples, Florida. A 74-year-old man was arrested on Monday because he was exposing himself and he was walking around in his birthday suit on a Southwest Florida beach. Naples responded to a call about a man. This is so gross. I don't know why I'm doing bunny hands, but I do that whenever I'm very uncomfortable. Police responded to a call about a man who was exposing himself and walking around nude on the shoreline of the Naples beach. And then when they arrive, they discover the old dirty pervert, Richard Mansfield, lying naked in a beach chair, full view, everybody at the beach. So apparently Beach Patrol had already asked him to cover himself up before police arrived, which apparently he didn't. So he was taken into custody and charged with indecent exposure. Why do people do this? No. I don't know. Oh, by the way, there's more cocaine. You know, this just happens all the time. Now, this time it's over $500,000 just found floating in Florida. A package containing about $625,000 worth of cocaine was discovered floating in the Gulf of Mexico near Everglades City in Florida. Boaters noticed an unusual package in the mangroves off of Panther Key, and it was about the size of a microwave oven. It contained 56 pounds of cocaine divided into 25 individually wrapped kilograms, and the barnacle-covered package suggested it had been adrift for a significant amount of time, according to Collier County Sheriff's Office. The new sheriff, whose name was Schmunter Hayden, picked up the package. I'm kidding. That part's not real.
Familiar.
That would have been funny, though. Collier County Sheriff Kevin Rambosk thanked the citizens who got the package, etc. I honestly would not be surprised, though, if a guy named Schmunter Hayden decided to pop up in Florida and like, oh, I hear there's a lot of cocaine found down here floating in the water. So they got the cocaine, Collier County Sheriff's Office. They're investigating its origin. They think it probably drifted east coast due to recent storms. And they keep finding all kinds of packages like this. Like, apparently, I mean, it's like every month there's like some cocaine floating in the water. So who's getting beaten by the cartels? Because that's like a lot of cocaine to lose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, that keeps happening. I think you have like a delivery problem. But it's not like you can complain like Uber Eats or DoorDash style, right? Like, I would like to call and complain about my cocaine delivery. Doesn't really work like that. Let's see. This woman is crazy. A Florida woman was arrested after a 5-hour stakeout at an animal clinic. She was pursuing a fellow animal clinic worker. She had developed romantical feelings for this animal hospital worker treating her sick cat. And now she's facing aggravated stalking charges for harassing the worker outside of the Parkland Animal Clinic. Broward County had to be dispatched and they took her in. She's this crazy woman from Fort Lauderdale. She sat for over 5 hours outside of the workplace at the animal clinic. And she's apparently has had some run-ins with the law previously. And so deputies arrived. They had to take her into custody. They had to draw down on her because apparently she was also in illegal possession because I don't think she's a legal possessor. She was detained and placed in a patrol vehicle without incident. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. She had been sitting outside of the workplace for 5 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh my God.
Good night. Every breath you take. That's crazy. At an animal clinic. Ugh. In a birthday challenge, a Florida man stabbed his roommate because they got into a stupid argument as to who spent most on fueling their car. She now has an actual proposal. You ready? Guys, she is going to come out. Going to come out with some price controls. Yeah, it's a big deal for her. Big deal. Coming out with the price controls. She's proposing a federal ban on corporate price gouging on groceries and stiff penalties in the food industry. You know, because big grocery. It's not because of government spending. You know, it's because of the Paul Newman salad dressing people. They're like, you know what? We're going to overcharge people for our dressing. And then the Wonder Bread people are like, we're also going to overcharge people for our bread. It's big grocery. That's apparently what's happening. It can't be government spending. You know, I mean, I realize the Taliban just held a parade with all the stuff they took from us in Kabul. But hey, it can't be government overspending and just losing track of billions of dollars. It couldn't be any of those things. It can't just be sending wads of cash towards Ukraine like we're spending, you know, gobs of money at the ugliest stripper at the club. It can't be that. It has to be big grocery. Spending G's. Mm-hmm. Just saying. And of course, the press is like, this is great. Marx was like, that's my idea first. So she's, it's what her campaign is literally, they're actually promoting this as the first ever federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries. And they want to set up clear rules of the road to make sure that big corporations can't unfairly exploit consumers, because that's the government's job. Come on. To run up excessive corporate profits on food and groceries. Heaven forbid somebody else actually make a buck the honest way that government can't totally take. And then somehow it's excessive profit. Never excessive federal spending. It's excessive profit. Hey, I got a question about excessive profit.
Yeah.
What about the excessive profit of the Biden family and all the money they got from not just like, you know, the Ukraine stuff with Burisma, but Romania and CEFC with China and everything else? What about that? Is that excessive profit? I mean, you have a flabby cokehead who parties on his dad's dime with strippers and blow, and then he spits paint thinking he's Jackson Pollock 2.0 onto a canvas and sells it for a cool half mil. Is that excessive profit? I'm just asking for some friends. Is it?
I think old Dana has a response to this.
Do it. Maybe you need to spend less, pimp. There you go. There you go. I'm just saying.
Sage advice.
Sage advice from, yeah. So, I don't know, like, I'm, you know, what is big grocery? How can you have excessive profits in the supermarket?
If people just stop for 5 seconds, just think about this logically.
Wait, so, you're calling for people to think logically.
I know. Well, okay. Our audience clearly
they
does.
Can. Yeah, go ahead.
But when the government, with its overspending, causes the rate to rise because the Fed has to fight the inflation, the actual insertion of all the new money into the market because the government decided to spend it. Mm-hmm. Things like gasoline, mm-hmm. Electricity, energy, all those things that go into, say, growing the foods, delivering those foods to the grocery stores. You'd realize when you walk into a grocery store how much electricity is in use.
Yeah.
Every single day. Those are true hard costs that are actually going up that the businesses have to reflect in the pricing of the products that they provide. It's not gouging. What the government is doing to your income is gouging.
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly, I mean, she's actually calling for, here is the Hill piece that I am pulling up right now. She's calling for the federal ban on price gouging. And for, like, people are doing this. Like, that's not. Okay, so you realize that you have businesses that are already dealing with small margins, right? And they're already dealing with inflation on top of it because it's more expensive for the people to grow the food, for them to package the food, for them to distribute the food, for the grocery stores to sell the food, because as you mentioned, with their power, electricity, cooling, heating, et cetera, et cetera. So they're already dealing with small margins. I think, what is it? Like, a lot of the grocery stores in that, what is it, like 2.9%
yeah,
margin?
Yeah, it's less than 3% profit margin.
Yeah.
Across the, and that was Kroger, I think he reported on when they had their latest quarterly earnings.
Yeah. So less than 3% profit margin. So they're already operating on small margins. How do you make that with price controls and inflation? because inflation is still going to be happening with literally all of the stuff that you're bringing in and all of the ways that that stuff is being grown and packaged and sent. How do you make that? How do you make those margins?
What's more infuriating is that the government itself, what's the margin on what the government's doing? They've put nothing out and they take everything in.
Golly. So she's like, Mom, I'll come out with a policy. Let's do what the Soviets did. That's her.
And what Trudeau. Trudeau is doing that in Canada.
What? When you have price controls, guess what happens? You have shortages of goods. That's Econ 101. Hell, I learned that my freshman year of college. Although my most valuable class was logic, I will say. But when you have price controls, I mean, this is like all throughout history, you have shortages. Is there an, I mean, I'm actually, there's never been an exception to that.
Nope.
This is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. And that's what they're doing. You're kidding me. So, no, I'm not. That's actually what's happening. This is so goofy. So how are they going to actually make?
Imagine if you're a grocery store and a dairy that's been delivering you gallons of milk at $2 a piece. Because, you know, inflation wasn't a big problem at that point. Now, they're delivering gallons at about $4 a piece to you. Are you going to be forced by Kamala to sell your milk at three bucks a gallon?
Yeah.
Even though you're paying four to provide it to people? That's what price capping does. That's why government shouldn't be involved like this.
So what they're going to, so here's what they're doing, and it makes me wonder if this isn't just an optically based, well, it's still stupid regardless, but if it's more optic than it is practical. Because now if you try to oppose her on this, she's going to, and this is what Democrats and with the help of the media, what they're going to do is maneuver into position that you simply oppose lowering prices if you oppose her policy. Therefore, you want to keep the prices high. It's the most brain-dead, illiterate, illogical argument you could make. But we have a purposefully evil media. And a lot of the people that lap that stuff up, I'm sorry, you're just some of those people, some of the most illogical people ever. That's their whole tactic. So it's so they're going to try to put Republicans on the position, on the offense of, well, no, we don't want to look. It's not about, they're going to have to explain because they're going to say, you want to keep prices high. We're trying to do something about it. Also, it's a way for her to put some daylight between herself and Biden in going this way. Because remember, she's trying to look like she's the outsider, even though she's literally been there for 4 years as vice president and before that Senate. So this sounds like a Valerie Jarrett move. Our partners that bring you free radio, I'm going to see them this weekend, our good friends at Caltech, the P15, the lightest, the thinnest double stack 9mm on the market. It's lighter and thinner than my 43X. And when I first was reading the specs for the P15, I'm like, no way. There's no way. Because I'm like, 43X was like a little cricket. This is amazing. The P15, you have two versions. You have the metal version and the polymer version. Of course, I mean, you know, these are the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. So, of course, they're going to perfect it with the P15. You get to choose, it comes with two mags. So you get to choose which one you want to run with. Standard 15 round magazine, got minimal pinky extension. If you went super concealability, you got the flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Tritium and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear, keeps you on target any situation. It's just absolutely ideal. And I got to tell you, I have both, but I really, really love the metal frame version because I love that walnut grip. It's just so James Bondish. You know, it's just a very classic look, very great feel, and it's ideal for concealed carry self-defense. And, of course, firearms from Caltech are all quality made right here in the U.S. of A. So, again, game-changing innovation and performance with the new P15 9mm, the lightest, thinnest, and powerful. You don't lose stopping power, easily concealable. Learn more at KeltechWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, we got to talk about this coming up. The World Health Organization has now declared monkeypox. We're not calling it mpox. It's monkeypox, a public health emergency as the newer strain spreads in Africa. You guys remember why they stopped calling it monkeypox? Because the World Health Organization was afraid that it would hurt the gays' feelings because they said that it was spreading amongst that subset of the population. And so they wanted to dispel by like suppressing awareness of it by changing the name. You people are morons. We're going to come back to this because it's crazy. But they're trying to say, oh, guys, gosh, now we got a real problem with the MPOC stuff. So a ruling, fetus can, I can't even believe this is an argument, fetus can be referred to as an unborn human being as opposed to a dishwasher or a broom. Like, what in the world? This is in Arizona. It's an abortion measure, voter pamphlet. They're saying this informational pamphlet, they're going to decide this fall whether or not to guarantee your right to decide to have an abortion as birth control. Can refer to a fetus, because they had a fight over it, as an unborn human being. As opposed to what? What else would it be? It's a pair of ice skates. Oh, a clump of cells? You're a clump of cells.
You're a clump of
cells. This is so goofy. Coming back to this, because otherwise I'm going to derail the entire headline segment. Americans are dying younger than their English-speaking peers worldwide. Yes, Kane.
I'm just saying.
What are you saying, Kane?
Could be.
The
vax and other things.
Okay, all right. BMJ, a recent study reveals that Americans have the shortest life expectancy. What? Among six high-income English-speaking countries. It raises urgent questions about the state of health and healthcare in the world's largest economy. And the mandated, you know, Fauci-ouchies. Just saying. You know, the thing that my vaccine doesn't work unless you get your vaccine. And your vaccine makes my vaccine gooder. So they said they are looking at one of the main drivers is largely preventable things like drug overdoses, car accidents, and homicides. Huh. Wow, look at that. It's not what the anti-gun people say, is it? No, it's not. Very interesting. And then also, no, older adults do not benefit from moderate drinking, according to a very large, very reliable study. I get how it's, you know, fine. You want to have diverse forms of energy. I don't care. I don't mind. I like gadgets. I like tech. I like other things, but I also like reliable forms of energy. And I realize that certain places don't produce the same kind of results with certain things that other places do. Trump was making a joke about some of what they were pushing. Audio Soundbite 17. Listen.
Your prices a little bit, think of that. They're going to take away 84%, and the real stuff, that's the stuff that powers the plants. It's not wind that goes around and around. And darling, let's watch the president's State of the Union speech tonight. I'm sorry, we won't be able to do it. The wind isn't blowing, darling. We have no electricity. We have no electricity, darling. We won't be able to watch tonight. But perhaps sometime during the week, it will be blowing and we'll be able to get our television on.
Golly, can you imagine? Now, with this, switching gears here, have you guys heard about the Secret Service? We talked about this, the Secret Service story, which I can't even believe this is an actual thing. Susan Crabtree over at Real Clear Politics did a deep dive onto this. And during a Trump visit to North Carolina yesterday, a woman, female Secret Service special agent, she says, abandoned her post to breastfeed with no permission or warning to the event site agent, according to numerous sources in the Secret Service community. Shortly before Trump's motorcade arrival, 5 minutes beforehand, she reports, the site agent was preparing for arrival. And that's the person who's responsible for the entirety of the event, that particular event security. She said that the site agent went to do one final sweep, and she found that this other agent, the female agent, which is not even there, had left her post and went and had her baby with her, took her baby into a room that was supposed to be set aside for special Secret Service work in case, like, for instance, that there's some sort of emergency involving the president. And she was out of the Atlanta field offices, and she was in the room with two other family members. The agent, Susan Crabtree reports, and her family members bypassed the uniform division checkpoint. They were escorted by an unpinned event staff into the room for her to nurse her baby, said sources. And unpinned men, they were not cleared by Secret Service to be there. And when contacted about the incident, the Secret Service spokesman said that the incident did not have an impact on the event, and it's all under review. Quote, while there was no impact to the North Carolina event, the specifics of this incident are being examined. Given this is a personnel matter, we are not in a position to comment further, end quote. So she then violated security. She violated security protocols, too. She had her family in there. This is insane. And they think that it's not an issue. Now, what's more with this is that the Secret Service director, also from Susan Crabtree, was addressing the agency on a conference call and pressing for a complete paradigm overhaul and advocating for major budget increases, saying that the idea that we're going to ask you to do more for less is over. We can no longer operate with that mindset. We can no longer wear our people down. We, you know, all this stuff. And oh my gosh, said that on the communications breakdown at the Butler rally and the lack of interoperability with partners, Rose said that he's directed the CIO to start looking at how they can use a model similar to the White House Communications Agency, which they said gets into looking at the way that they all communicate, and saying that it's going to require investments. Saying, and they were suggesting that the command at the Butler event was it unified. What in the world? I mean, this is wild. You are there for protective duty, and you are required by your job maybe to literally take a bullet, and you bring your baby to the event. It is not the Secret Service's job to provide that for you. There's a reason. It's the Secret Service. There's a procedure in place. Oh my gosh. And then you're supposed to be, you know, operating at your optimal level. You know, your situational awareness is, you know, level red. You are on, you know, you're looking out. I'm telling you what, for all of the arguments and for all of the comments about the female Secret Service agents, and the one that was on stage with Trump at the Butler rally performed her role very, very well. I can't say the same for the other two, but apparently one of them was a U.S. Marshal. This doesn't help. This doesn't help that criticism of women in those roles. And that wasn't a man that did this to them. The men are defending it. It was a woman that did it. A woman that made the decision. This was a woman that created this situation and put herself in this situation. Men did not do it. Men defended her decision. That is not something that you do in protective duty.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.